This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to Your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the metropolitan area, 91.9 if you are up and down the Columbia River Gorge, all the way up to Hood River, in the Willamette River Valley, 100.7, and in the ether, this is KBOO.FM. Welcome to the Candidates Forum here for the KBOO Board of Directors. This is your opportunity to learn more about those wonderful volunteers that we have stepping up to the plate to help lead KBOO for the next few years. And all of you KBOO members out there who are voting and in good standing should have already received their ballots, your ballots, the ballots in the mail. Your ballot has to be mailed back to the address provided on the return envelope to arrive here no later than Friday, September 17th. Okay, so that doesn't leave you a lot of time. Or you can bring it to the annual meeting, but you have to be there before 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 19th. That way you get a chance to listen to the candidates, meet them in person, maybe even ask a question or two before you cast your ballot. The annual meeting will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. at Tabor Space, which is located at 5441 Southeast Belmont. That's 5441 Southeast Belmont here in Portland. So do not return your ballot to KBOO. Do not mail your ballot to Southeast Belmont, but mail it to the address on the envelope. All of the candidates will have a one-minute opportunity for an introductory statement and 2 minutes to address the rounds of questions. And then the questions which were used for tonight were not seen by the candidates prior to being asked this evening. Tomorrow night's forum participants will have had the opportunity to listen tonight, but will also face some questions that were not asked this evening. To help them so that they don't use up so much of their time, I'm going to be really gracious and warm and welcoming. So I'll introduce our candidates, give them a chance to catch their breath, and give you a chance to get your ballot out. So if you want to write notes, you can. I have here with me, in alphabetical order, Dina Barnwell, Kella Henry, Yvette Maranowski, Glenn Owen, Paula Small, and Joey G. White. Thank you all so much for becoming candidates for the Board of Directors. Welcome. And we'll start with question number one. I'm going to go in reverse order for the first question. So the last person name, which was Joey, you get a chance to answer the first question. The first question, and this will be the question everyone will get, is what was your impression of volunteer orientation? Do you think it effectively presents KBOO and prepares people for the many ways to be involved in KBOO? Come on up to the mic, Joey. Yes. Yes.
Joey G. here. I actually didn't go through a formal presentation for orientation, and the reason for that is because I've been involved in both commercial and public radio for a number of years. But I think that that it's a definite, because we're getting a lot of young people, and their particular time to come in here and volunteer is, you know, worth something both to us and to them. So I think that maybe if they go through a good, thorough orientation process, it gives them an insight on just how a public radio station works. And without that knowledge, they're going to have some hard times in trying. A lot of people, I think, because of what KBOO is, they just come here and they think that they're going to have a particular radio program right off the bat. That's probably not possible right until you kind of get your wings in flight. And the only way you can do that is being here at KBOO to see how we're run and the things that we stand for. So I think that's the most important thing about the orientation process, and I think that everyone should go through it. If they don't get a chance to go through any particular orientation process, they can always do it at a later time. But it is a must if you want to work here at KBOO and be a volunteer. Thanks.
Thank you, Joey. And then we go next to Paula Spa.
This is Paula. And like Joey, I do believe that volunteer orientation is a must for anyone who wants to be an active and proactive volunteer here at KBOO. I went through volunteer orientation, and in addition to learning about the KBOO history, you appreciate what KBOO stands for, the core values, the house rules. All of those are covered in the orientation. And I believe that having that as your first sort of indoctrination into all that is KBOO is what makes not only the space so great, but the volunteers so great. The caliber of volunteers that we get in here, since I've been volunteering here at KBOO, have been a result, I think, initially due to the orientation and just interacting with everybody who for no matter how diverse we are, we all believe in that one core thing. And so that happens to be the house rules, again, core values, and the mission statement. Our commitment to KBOO is the one thing that probably unifies everybody you'll hear tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. Next, we have Glenn Owen.
My name is Glenn Owen, and you can think of me as a fat, old, bald, toothless, indigent faggot. Yeah, which is fine. I certainly agree with the mission statement. If you need any comment.
Glenn, to the mic.
Sorry. I'm not an on-mic guy. The mission statement definitely is something to hold in common. As to the house rules being on the same level, very, very different when you see how they've been interpreted by a narrow range of, quote, diverses, close quote, actively against others. I find that unacceptable, and I certainly don't put them in the paramount level. I would put financial solvency being less. I understand we're 3 years from bankruptcy. I don't like that. That's enough.
Okay, and then just to repeat the question for folks to make sure that they do remember, the question is, what was your impression of volunteer orientation, and do you think that it effectively presents KBOO and prepares people for the many ways to be involved in KBOO? Next up, we have Yvette Maranowski.
Hi, I'm Yvette Maranowski, and I would say that although there are some areas at KBOO that should be worked on, the volunteer orientation is great the way it is. It's been about 3 years since I've done it, but the way it's set up is awesome. It's scheduled every so often, not too frequently, but not too spaced apart, you know, just so that people can actually, they can fit it in their schedule. And it's a good broad introduction to KBOO, and then from there it breaks down into personal interviews for people, and there they can plug themselves in to the parts of KBOO that they want to be involved in. It's very efficient. The leader of the orientations, Ani, is very articulate, and she's a great public speaker as well, and she'll answer questions, and she does a great job. I think that KBOO's orientation is awesome. It really works well.
Thank you. Keller Henry.
Hi, I'm Keller, and I'm actually a recent volunteer. I did my volunteer orientation about a year and a half ago, and I actually missed the orientation 3 times before I came here, but it was scheduled such that, you know, even though I couldn't catch it after work, I ended up catching it I was going to come in on a Saturday, but then I was so nervous, and, well, this is radio, and I've lived in communities where there were community radio before, and I would see them out at events when I was doing activism with other groups, and they seemed, it was awesome that they were so involved, but there was this amount of distance between those of us who are out there doing it and those of us who were reporting. So when I got here and went through the orientation, I found that, oh, it's all of us. It's the same people. And when I got here and it was comfortable and I looked around the room of the people who were there and it was crowded, it was one of the most packed orientations that they'd had for a while. And here are all these people who are feeling really, really enthusiastic about KBOO. And we learned about the history of KBOO. We learned about fragments of. But I think the best thing that I got out of it was the individual interviews and being asked what you want to do. What is it that you want to do here? And people can come here and do whatever it is they want, whether it be, you know, you want to just hang around and help do cleanup, or you eventually want to have a show, but you realize that there are things that, you know, steps that you can take. There are classes that you can take. There are people that you can connect with so that all of these things can be accessible to you. And you learn all about that in orientation in, you know, the 2 hours that you're there. So it's like it's a fragment, but it's a good synopsis of what you're going to find here at KBOO.
Thank you very much. And Dina Barnwell.
Hi, my name is Dina, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm usually on the mic. I've been here for 12 years, so I went to the volunteer orientation in like 98 or 99, and totally bored. I listened to KBOO for a very, very long time, and I found out I could volunteer down here, so I came down here, and a mission statement right away handled, because there were so many different people just in the orientation. I think what volunteer orientation is really cool about it, what's really cool about volunteer orientation is that if you have an expectation, your expectation is kind of met at the door. Of course, there's tons of people that want shows. There's tons of people that want to come in and do news. I started doing the news. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Turns out I'm a really great radio host. that was through figuring out what I wanted to do by being in this community, which I really love. So that's my story. And I like you, Glenn.
Great. Well, thank you. By answering the question about the volunteer orientation, people get a chance to find out how involved our candidates have been and what kinds of things have excited them about KBOO. So now we'll give them each a chance to introduce themselves a little further, so you get a chance to introduce yourself and catch your breath. I'll just call for a volunteer for this one rather than picking you, because I've got time to pick on him. Who would love to come first? Thank you, Keller.
I'm Keller. I'm just going to do this to get it out of the way. You know, it's funny. I talk about coming here to KBOO, and one of the things that I was adamant about when I got here is I do not want to be on air. I have no on-air aspirations. I do not want to be on air. I just want to learn how to board off and do things behind the scenes. But, man, getting here, everything is really exciting. And, you know, sometimes you get called to do things just because, well, somebody figured out that you can. And so, you know, I like to help out, and so here I am. And, you know, lo and behold, about a year later, I ended up with a show. So, you know, to talk about me, I've been here at KBOO for about a year and a half. I've been going to the board meetings probably as long as I've been volunteering. I've been really active because I really do care about not just coming here and promoting my interests and playing the music that I want to hear, but also about making change in the community. And that's one thing that we do have to remember, you know, all the politics aside, all the individual shows aside, all the egos aside, it's all about community.
Thank you very much. And once again, you come up, state your name, tell us why you're running for the board of directors. Who's my next willing volunteer? All right, come on, Joey.
Hi, once again, Joey G. The reason I'm running for the board of directors is primarily because I think I have some ideas that may afford KBOO some good changes in the near future. One of the big things that I see in the process of running a radio station is some people think this is we're all running for some kind of a popularity contest, and that's not true. What we actually have and what's going on here is that this is a business, and we have to treat it that way, as a business. When you're going out and asking people for money to help run your radio station, it most definitely is a business. So we're answerable to the public, to the people who are our volunteers and also the membership. We're not answerable to anybody else but them. So that's what we have to consider when we run for the board of directors. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Joey. I see you getting up, Glenn. Come on down. So tell us your name.
Oh,
why are you running?
I'm Glenn Owen. There is a self-appointed, self-perpetuating hierarchy running the station. And although it isn't clear from a mere reading of them, those house rules are the Kangaroo Court Enabling Act. If it had just all those bannings that hadn't happened to me, if it hadn't happened to a bunch of other people, it would be just fine, then I wouldn't be so upset about it. But I really think something that drastic needs to be referred to the members for ratification.
Thank you, Glenn. Who else? Paula?
This is Paula Small again. And the reason I'm running for the board is because, like Keller, I have been here about a year and a half. And from day one, definitely hit the ground running in how can I help KBOO for what it gave me, basically. From volunteer orientation throughout my tenure here, it's been a great vehicle for community change to see what everybody here involved in KBOO has been able to enact through community radio. It's been very inspiring. And I, like Joey G, like everyone else here, I want to keep this going. I want us to keep going for as long as we can. And if I can in any way do that, whether it's through my committee work or from attending board meetings, I'm willing to do it. So I'm here. I'm active, proactive. Thanks.
All right. We've got two left, shall I? Okay. I was about to pick somebody. Come on up, Yvette. Thank you.
This is Yvette here. And the reason why I'm running for the board is because over the time that I've been at KBOO, I've seen kind of two contrasting things. One is that there's great programming at KBOO and awesome shows. I love to listen to KBOO. You know, it's my favorite radio station. And but the other thing is, though, that KBOO has had some inconsistencies in its internal system of governance and so forth. And I just wanted to, I basically want KBOO to be influenced most by its own members and community and to for those people to be affecting KBOO the most. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Yvette. And Dina?
I want to hear my voice. I got to hear myself. Ego, I only have, what, 30 seconds? Oh, 1 minute. Okay, so why I'm running for the board? I'm running for the board because I've seen some changes while being on the board for the short time that I've been on the board. I've done a lot of stuff here, whether it's been I did the news. I went out and interviewed people on the street. I've spoken nationally for KBOO. I've done live remotes. And this is all with KBOO. So I've worked with KBOO in a couple of other capacities. So I agree with you. It's a business. And we are responsible not only to the members, but also to the community. When you walk out and you step and you walk among the community and they talk to you, you're a representative of KBOO as well. So, I mean, maybe that's why I'm running for the board is because I really didn't give a reason. I think I just want to continue doing what I'm doing.
Thank you very much. And as you can tell, passion, energy, and vision is part of what we're looking for our candidate members. And if you listen carefully, you heard all of those elements in their speech, in their celebration of their contribution to the station. One of the things that I would like to ask my candidates now is, I know that most of you have been around here for at least a year or so. And so I'd like you to share what committees you've worked on and of what achievement are you most proud. And then if you haven't served on a KBOO committee, have you served on an ad hoc committee, something that came together for, you know, maybe a limited reason? The standing committees, of course, are the development and the personnel committee. And there's the programming committee, and I believe we have the engineering committee. But we also have ad hocs like hiring committees. Or if you've done tabling or anything, tell us something that you've done of which you are most proud and you'd like to know, let people know, this is where I am with KBOO. Let's start with, I'm going to call on you, Yvette, if you don't mind.
I have not stood on any formal committees at KBOO. However, I have done work outside of KBOO with members working on KBOO itself. And beyond that, I have, you know, taken on the job of secretary of my daughter's PTA, which was quite a job. Everybody thought I was the president. And I've had, you know, a lot of other volunteer experience. I virtually single-handedly organized a barbecue fundraiser. That was a lot of work too, but you know, I've had the experience to do volunteer work that the KBOO would need.
Alrighty, thank you so much. And next, Glenn, if you care to share with us your KBOO volunteer history, just a little bit.
I have several candidates for what I'm most proud of. One, I put the first audio on KBOO's old ramshackle. It was real hard to work. website in this century. It was in 2004, probably. After I was banished by an extremely sectional interest playing kangaroo court, I put all the news and public affairs of KBOO, that was about 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, on the web. KBOO proper wasn't getting it done. And that, no matter what, I'm going to serve the charter. I got some reservations about serving the cabal that has apparently veto power, which is not official.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 here in the city. This is our candidates forum. We have 2 days of opportunity for the candidates to speak to their ideas and visions for serving on KBOO's board. So for today, we've got 6 candidates. Tomorrow, we'll have the following candidates. And this is your opportunity to listen to how they both answer questions and relate to the ideas, visions, and values of KBOO. Right now, we're asking our candidates to talk about a committee of KBOOs that they've served or a KBOO effort in which they've volunteered and are most proud of. Keller.
Hi, this is Keller again. Like I said earlier, I pretty much jumped in 2 feet first when I came to KBOO because I just was so excited about it. So I started doing the development committee, and I started doing the personnel committee, and I started going to all the board meetings. Unfortunately, I did have a job, so I kind of had to scale back a little bit, but I found myself still wanting to keep in on everything because I want to know what's going on because it all interconnects. So I drop into the personnel committee every now and then, but I'm at every board meeting. I'm at the governance and personnel committee meeting every month, you know, whether I want to or not. But it's that important, so I make it a priority. As far as other things I've been involved with, I really like doing the live remotes. That's an opportunity, and the tabling out in community. That's the opportunity where you get to meet the people that are listening. And that's the thing. People are listening. So when you get that feedback of, oh, wow, I really like this show, or I really like that I heard this, those opportunities like the Pickathon, the Blues Festival, you know, those, when we get to table at, like this year, it was the Hawthorne Bridge Festival. And that was so awesome. So those are opportunities that we get to go out and meet the community and get to get that direct feedback. As far as my own personal moment of pride was when I did my first show. I produced a whole piece for Out Loud about a year ago, and it was nerve-wracking. I worked on it forever, and I shed some tears. I stayed up for hours, but, you know, I produced a piece, and it was halfway decent. So that was my personal pride, and that felt really good. And, you know, I know now that, you know, anything I want to do here at KBOO, I can do it. There are the resources, there are the people here that want to help, and there's the community to back me up.
Great. Thank you so much. And next, Paula.
All right. This is Paula Small again. And interestingly, I've served on pretty much every committee almost under the sun here at KBOO. The great thing about KBOO is, as Keller and everyone else has mentioned, you can plug yourself in anywhere you would like. And in order to figure out where I felt I would fit committee-wise, I really just kind of tested the ones that seemed to fit me. Development, finance, attended the board meetings, I guess programming, and not engineering, however. But you know, as everyone else has said here, you find out what it is that best suits you and what best suits KBOO and the community. So I have been and I am still the chair of the finance committee, so feel free to check out the website and find out when we meet and drop into the meetings. I've been doing that from almost the time that I've been here, so about a year, almost a year and a half. I'm also in the development committee like Keller, and I attend programming committee meetings and board meetings when time permits because, like everyone else, we have all of these commitments outside of KBOO. That's a healthy thing, keeping the balance. My proudest achievement, I don't think I can actually isolate one thing, but I have to say that pitching during the membership drive is one of my favorite things to do. And I hate speaking on the microphone, surprisingly. But pitching is amazing just because the energy from everyone in the room volunteering, the energy from you calling in with your support, it's amazing. And it just makes the whole thing fun and worthwhile. So that instant feedback that Keller was talking about, that's what it's all about here at KBOO. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Dina.
All right. So the question was what?
So the question is, on which committees have you served? And if you haven't served on a committee, what other volunteer effort have you engaged in here at KBOO? And tell us about something that you've done of which you're the most proud.
Well, so... Okay, so I'm on the programming committee, and I'm also on the board of directors right now. I think that there's about five things that I'm really proud of that I've done here with KBOO that stand out to me of the countless things that I've done in 13 years. It's a long time. The first one was fighting the FCC with KBOO, and Pear Fogarty, like, actually helped me do that. And that was amazing to be a girl that was into hip-hop and have this white man say, let's get them, and we got them. And that was a proud moment for me. The second proud moment for me probably would be making the station manager do a freestyle during the pledge drive. We were like, if we can get $100 for this program, we're going to make you do a freestyle. We got the $100. She did a freestyle. That was kind of awesome, too. I like mixed mashes of cultures and when diversity seems to ring true for me. I really liked interviewing Free Geek before they first popped off during the Jazz Fest with on behalf of KBOO. It was the first time that I did an outdoor interview on the fly, and I worked very closely with the News and Public Affairs, Kathleen Stevenson, and that was awesome. And talking to the Quakers in Pennsylvania on behalf of KBOO, and talking to kids in Boston. I really like when I'm able to share hip-hop with other folks, and I've been able to do that in the name of KBOO. And I really like the book and record sale that I was able to work for that year because we made the most in sales that year. And there's like a little piece of me in that. So,
thank you very much. And Joey G.
Thanks, Les. Joey G. One here, one more time, back at you. Let's see. I came to KBOO in 2002 originally. And it wasn't my design, actually, to get involved with the programming as such, or to get a show right away. I came primarily to probably lend some of my talent that I've had over a number of years to the engineering department. So I'm actually on the engineering department and the engineering committee right now. And I've done live remotes, and I've also done... as an on-air personality and part of the engineering crew. And I've also done some shows, namely The Roots of Rock and Roll, which I'm a co-host of. But some of my proudest achievements, I think, was originally I did a show back in 2004 when the Shirelles and another gentleman by the name of Jerry Butler and the Impressions were coming to the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall, and they were going to do a rock and roll show. And I got a chance on an over-the-phone interview with Jerry Butler back in Chicago, where he's a Cook County commissioner. That show ran really well, and I heard a lot of people, especially from the membership, I heard a lot of people calling in saying they wish they had more shows like that. So I think what I'm going to try to do in the near future, if I may, is try to get some more shows that are of public interest to the people that are out there and that are paying the bills. That's why I want to run for the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is the Candidates Forum, day one, where we get to hear from candidates who are stepping up to the plate to serve KBOO on the board of directors. We have with us here tonight Joey White, Paula Small, Dina Barnwell, Keller Henry, Glenn Owens, and I have Yvette Maranowski. We've asked them a few questions about their interests, their current service levels here at the station, what sets them on fire about KBOO. But now let's talk about what they plan to do for KBOO, because after all, this is a volunteer-driven organization, and we need your skills, your energy, and your passion. So let's start out with Yvette. Yvette, what skills and talents would you bring to KBOO, and how long have you been engaged in these particular skills? So, for example, bookkeeper, how long? Chef, you know, sous chef, how long? Librarian?
What I've done at KBOO mostly has been working in the newsroom, and I really love doing that. I consider myself an advocate, and that's the type of reporting I like to do. I consider myself an advocate for disenfranchised communities. And at KBOO, I have been working over the past couple of years on ways to make KBOO a stronger community station that's more answerable to the communities that it serves. And I've been going to board meetings regularly and speaking out. And the types of things that I'd like to see happen at KBOO are to establish, for example, an open, unmoderated listserv so that the membership can communicate with each other about what's going on at KBOO, and so that we won't be in the dark or pigeonholed from each other. And I would also like to increase membership influence over KBOO and have more... There's a lot of little things that need to be done, like the posting of the minutes should be done quicker, and I'm a little stumped right now. KBOO should have more member influence, and I'm blank right now. I'll have to get back to it.
All righty, thank you so much, Yvette. Everybody, take a deep breath. Okay, you have to let it out now. All right, Joey. So what skills, talents, passion, energy, insight have you had that you're going to bring to KBOO and plug in? And how long have you been engaged?
Joey G here again. I have a lot of quirks, but I assure you I still have a sound mind as of today. And some of the things that I've been thinking about as far as KBOO is concerned is I've enjoyed my time on radio, and I've also enjoyed my time as being a volunteer for the Blues Festival in both the engineering department and also as an on-air personality. But my time in engineering is well spent, and I think that sometimes there's a void between the actual staff and the people that come in here to volunteer, and I need to see that there be a little bit more closeness between us as a family, so we understand not only the mission, but where we're going from here on out. And that's going to take some doing, because, like I say, there are people that, you know, that seem to think that that's all they want to do is if it's good for me, then it's good for everybody else. Well, that's not the case. It has to be. This is a democracy. You know, we are going to have to run the station as if it's a democracy, and people are going to have to get all the things that they want to do at least heard. And then from then on, we'll see if it's good for KBOO, then maybe it'll be also be good for the membership. And from the membership, we need quite a bit more input. And in the near future, I hope to see a lot of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Joey. Glenn.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes, I can.
I'll try to fit what I'm going to say to the question.
Okay. We're looking at the skills and talents that you have developed over years and how you plan to plug those in here in Cable.
Well, among other things, I'm less daunted by smear campaigns that people have at the station have waged against me several times. I'm a contrarian. I think I would have special value on the committee, because on the board of directors, because my first analysis to anything that claims to be a community or someone who claims to be speaking for the community, whatever that one is, first thing I say, wait a minute. Communities, in my experience, can be more like lynch mobs looking for an excuse than anything else. And I don't think there's going to be anybody else on the board who will give you that feedback, because everybody else is afraid. Current accomplishments, I didn't mention it. As of August last year, August 1st last year, I have recorded off an FM signal, regular tuner, into a Linux machine, and... Oh, good. It's just 1 minute, he says. And there is, and has been for, 11 months now, a 100% 24/7 archive of every program that KBOO puts out. You can find it by looking for CPR PDX KBOO. Probably, I'm just an archive board. And I'm proud of that. And I'm also proud of the KBOO info site that so many in the established hierarchy here were so afraid of. I bought that thing for $1.14. Now, I can't tell you I can fix KBOO's finances like that. But... Yeah, I have an eye for a bargain. Thanks.
Eye for a bargain. Thank you so much, Glenn. And next up, Keller. Tell us about your skills, talents.
Well, my background... First, my professional background, I was an advocate for people with disabilities for many, many years. So in that field, I learned a lot about trying to work with people through their understanding, not necessarily getting them to understand the way you understand things. And my volunteering background, I used to do a lot of work with labor organizations in Florida, as well as different social justice organizations. So through my work with those organizations, you know, I learned about working with different types of people. I found that one of my, you know, favorite people to work with were the Quakers. I met some of the most wonderful people just coming from avenues that I never would have imagined. In any other area, we would not necessarily have crossed paths. So I'm finding that I can use these skills in places like the board meetings, where sometimes things do get tough. And to say that people on the board currently are all scared, you know, that's not true. We've had a really rough year as far as the board goes. KBOO's had a really rough year, but I think we've emerged from it being stronger, being more united, and showing that we do have the potential, and to not just kind of continue crawling along on the past, what we've done in the past, but also see what we're having, you know, what we're aiming for in the future. So it's like we've got the strategic plan idea happening. So we want to, you know, we want to treat it like a business. We want to also recognize it as a social organization, a community organization. So I think the things that I've learned in my professional and volunteer work, I can bring to the board. So kind of a unifying these ideas so that we can move towards the future.
Thank you, Keller. Paula.
This is Paula Small once again. And professionally, I have over a decade's worth of... I'm a shorter person, I understand. They adjusted the mic for anybody who's listening. So for over a decade, I have been working in accounting. That's my background professionally, and that's what I initially planned to bring to KBOO. I've been a lifelong volunteer. My entire adulthood has been spent volunteering at nonprofits whenever I wasn't just working full-time in accounting. So what I do bring and what I will bring, what I have already brought to KBOO, is the ability to pull from the private and the public sectors in which I worked and volunteered. I've seen so many different infrastructures that I feel I benefited from all of that knowledge, and I've been able to benefit KBOO thus far. And hopefully, as Keller mentioned, the board has been pretty much having a really, really tough run. And in bringing itself out of that and bringing the KBOO membership with it through some sort of progressive movement, I'm hoping that I'll be able to bring these skills so that we can further progress. And I agree wholeheartedly with what Yvette said about having membership input, because I do believe that membership does own KBOO. That's pretty much part of the charter, and that is how the bylaws are also written. And in doing so, we have this, we have a duty to be guardians of the foundation on behalf of the membership. And I hope that we can see, as Joey said, more input from membership, and no better way than casting your vote. So whether you mail in your ballot or you come down Sunday, September 19th, and cast it, we would appreciate your input, support. Thanks.
And Dina.
So I've had over, about 15 years experience inside of music, promoting. I was opening some local bars here. I worked for CD Baby for 3 years doing digital distribution, all types of things with music publishing and copywriting and teaching people about music. So those are some of the things in my background. I'm so glad you said that we're a democracy, because we are, which means not everybody's going to get along, because there's so many different opinions that are coming into the table. So sometimes emotions run high. What I have seen, you know, being on the board this year, is that we've done a lot of work from the inside out so that we can kind of connect with members, which is what we, I think that, you know, that's one of the things that we do need to do. I think Keller's totally right about that. So, thank you. I have another minute. So I guess, what was the question, the end of the question?
Well, to talk about the skills and talents that you have and what you would bring and how you would plug it into KBOO.
You know, we're going to be doing the strategic planning thing. You know, that's, you were talking about that. We're doing some strategic planning. I think staff is getting together and it's going to do this really new concept of of how they communicate with each other as well, which is going to be completely exciting. Getting more into the internet, and Glenn, I didn't know that you did those things, right on, and stuff like that. Like, you know, those are some of the things that we are looking towards doing in the future. And I think members, you guys that get these ballots and you sit on them and you don't send them in, but then you have complaints, like you have no reason to complain, please do vote. Oh, and I do want to talk about the sound box that Saturday nights from 10 to midnight, still on. It's awesome.
All right, thank you. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is the Candidates Forum. We've got about 15 minutes here, and that's just about enough time for you to help answer this last question and get people excited about why they would vote for you. KBOO, as you know, we've celebrated over 40 years. We've been around a while. We've weathered some changes. Where do you see KBOO in 3 years, and name one thing that you will do to get us there? This time, I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So that means, Dina, you up first.
I'll keep it light. Sorry, I've gotten so deep tonight, folks. Dina Barnwell. And one thing that I do want to see is I want to see a complete emergence with the community on the behalf of KBOO, and that has to do on the programming side. And I also want to be involved with strategic planning and getting some ideas out there for folks to know exactly who we are. And that's something that I promise, whether I'm on the board or not, that's going to happen from me. So,
thank you, Dina. Okay, up next is Keller Henry.
I'm going to stall for some time. Can you ask me the question one more time, please?
Certainly, certainly, certainly. Where do you see KBOO in 3 years, and tell me one thing, at least one thing, that you will do to help us get there?
Okay, in 3 years, I definitely see KBOO being not working at a deficit, and I'm not really the money person, but I know that what I can contribute to KBOO is getting KBOO's name out there, helping produce quality shows, helping to, by being on the board or not being on the board, if the thing is, if I don't get elected, I'm still going to show up for the board meeting, so you might as well give me a spot at the table, because I got an opinion and I got time. But I really, in all seriousness, I do care about this station. When I came to this city, I didn't have anything, I didn't have anyone, and I just felt really horrible about Portland until I got to KBOO, because then I got to see the rest of Portland. What I had seen was not all important at all. So what I want to contribute is my time, and I have some of that right now. And we keep coming back to the strategic plan, because that's something that's really new and different. And whether I'm on the board or not, I really plan on contributing to that. I've been putting myself out there as a volunteer who is interested in contributing my time, because I have done that in the past with other organizations. And basically, all that strategic plan is saying an idea of where we want to be in the next 6 months, year, 3 years, 5 years. So I want KBOO in 3 years to be successful, and what I'm going to contribute is everything that I can.
Thank you, Keller. Yvette.
First off, I need to follow up with the last question. I forgot to say that some of the things that I would like to do for KBOO more specifically is to have an anti-marginalization committee, which has also been called just having someone in the position of ombudsperson to just make KBOO more accountable to the community. Okay, that said, then what I would like to do for KBOO in 3 years, I believe that KBOO has a lot of awesome talent, and if not, it can reach out to the community and get that talent, and I don't think there's any problem there at all. I think that what's on the radio is great stuff. However, what I would like to do is to work on the internal structure of KBOO and to help to streamline things so that we are not having infighting and that type of thing, and we can just get on with the business of KBOO and focus our energy there and being even stronger than we already are now. I do not believe, as good as we are now, I do not believe that we have actually reached our full potential, and that's what I would like to see happen. I don't agree that we are in competition with NPR, however, being that they're considered an alternative, semi-alternative radio station, I believe that we can and should do better than them and attract their people to us by having more authentic programming and that type of thing, because we can do it. We cannot be better. We're community, and we're the real thing. That's it.
Thank you so much, Yvette. Next up, Glenn. Glenn Owen.
The question again, please.
Yes. Where do you see KBOO in 3 years, and what will you do? At least one thing that you will do to get us there.
I'm not sure I am prepared to continue that 24/7 archive forever while I'm banished. Although I'll tell you, I don't want to be in the building to upload it. It's like being in a management consultancy like Arthur Anderson Company. They're notoriously bad at they manage. Go to the office, you can't do anything. Go to the client's premises and get some stuff done. So I can't be sure I'm going to do that for 3 years. Oh, and I will say this. I am not going to endorse any other specific candidates. And both the real and the official reason is I have learned that there are more good candidates, which I define as those who are against the board of directors' proposed amendments. There are more of those than there are available seats. I've got to admit it. I will also tell you, I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to mark my ballot, which is different from an endorsement, and the reason is there are too many good candidates, and I don't want to have that kind of power. So, thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Glenn. Next up, Ms. Paula Smoff.
I just want to say real quick thank you to everybody who made the time to be here for day one of this forum, including our moderator and timekeeper and engineers. In 3 years, I definitely see a better KBOO. And by better, I mean that I don't believe that we have a full potential to reach. I hope that we continue to grow. That's the only way we can remain inclusive, which is the gist of KBOO's mission, is to include everyone in the community. What do I plan to do specifically? I plan to continue bringing my financial acumen to the table and making KBOO accountable to membership. And just like everyone who's spoken before me and probably will speak after me, I definitely agree that outreach is key. Only by increasing our listenership, only by reminding people of why KBOO is the cultural institution it is and the necessity it is to Portland as a community and to the community at large, that's the only way we'll be able to increase our financial stability and our programming as well. I hope that we include more local programming so that we can remind people again of the talent that we know is already here. We just got to give a voice to it. So in 3 years, do I think that's possible? Absolutely. I've already seen how much we can get done when people are really dedicated and just throw themselves across the table and say, we're in it to win it for everybody here in our community. So in 3 years, that's what I plan to do, improve our financial standing, improve our community outreach, and I'm confident that everyone sitting here with me this evening has those same things in mind. Thanks.
Thank you, Paula. And Joey G.
Thank you. I'm not going to say that I'm old, but Methuselah does come to mind. Being involved in radio and communication for a number of years, I had a chance to see how some of the interior workings of a radio station goes on. I did work in commercial radio quite a bit, and I don't get paid for this, either on the board or working as a volunteer. But then I worked in commercial radio for a number of years and didn't get paid for that. That's a whole other story. So we won't go into it, but I think where I see KBOO in 3 years, if things go right, is better communication among not only the volunteers and the membership, but the people who are on staff here at KBOO. And I think some additional variety of programming that will help us get to that end are just some of the things that I like to see happen here at KBOO. In addition, I think the most efficient way to run a radio station will come in time. I mean, look, folks, we've had 40 years to try to get it right. So I think it's about time that we all step up to the plate and see if we can go out into the community and really talk to some of the people and see what kind of program that they enjoy the most. And that's where the communication comes in between the membership and the community. Thanks.
Well, thank you all, candidates. Thank you all for taking time to come down here to share your enthusiasm, to share your talents, to share your vision of what you want for KBOO and what you're bringing to KBOO. We really appreciate you taking the time. And I also personally want to thank you for stepping up to the plate and being candidates. Thank you very much. It's really important, whether you are a volunteer or a member at KBOO, that you are involved, that you are engaged. Members can also be candidates, not just volunteers. So think about that sometimes when you're listening to people and think, I bet I got the skills and talents. I can do that. I hear them. I want to serve with them. We want to tell you that if you have not opened up your ballot and looked at it yet, there will be another candidates forum tomorrow, same time. Same KBOO channel, 90.7 in the city, 91.9 if you're in the Columbia River Gorge, 100.7 in the valley, and on the web, it's kboo.fm. We've had with us here tonight Dina Barnwell, Keller Henry, Yvette Maranowski, Glenn Owen, Paula Small, and Joey G. White. We want to thank them all. Be sure to bring your ballot in when you come in for the annual meeting on September 19th, Sunday, at 3 p.m. That takes place at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont. If you want to mail it, you can, but just make sure you mail it to the address on the envelope, nowhere else, and it has to get here at KBOO by the 17th. That's Friday. So thank you, everyone, for coming in. I also want to thank Kurt Lauer, our timekeeper, Liam Delter, our board op, and Becky Nay, who is the PM news coordinator, filling in here for Jenka. And I am your moderator, Celeste Carey. Thank you all for being engaged, listening, and supporting your Community Connection, KBOO-FM.